Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful.
Yeah, that's good. Check 1, 2. Testing about my wife making fun of me.
Never.
All that good stuff. No, you would never do that to me. Are you good?
I think so. Did you start recording?
Yes. Okay. This is all good. Welcome to HTBT, where... We planned this.
No, we didn't.
What do you say?
You want me to say, welcome to How to Build a Tent?
No, I want you to say the slogan.
The show is not about tent building?
Yes. Okay. Say it with conviction, though.
Can we start over, please?
No, say it with conviction.
We need to start over. I was really going
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Welcome to HTBT.
This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful.
This is the family show. Per your request, you wanted to check out my son, and I figured while I'm showing off my son, I'd show off my wife as well. What I'm planning to do is have a two-part show where, one, we talk about property management, which is where my wife had her career, and then the second part, the next show, will be about what it's like to be a spouse of an entrepreneur and get some insights from the supporting role of the spouse. So that's what we're going to do today. Before we get into that, we need to let you know we're part of the Cross Politic Network. Whoop, whoop. Go over to crosspolitic.com, become a member, get discounts on great baby apparel and other apparel, and get some exclusive access with shows and content and a lot of other great stuff. Thank you for your support with subscribing, sharing with the show, and your feedback. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. Sounds really familiar, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. look forward to hearing from you guys. I love your feedback. Thank you so much for supporting the show. Really appreciate it. All right, so the first part of this interview is going to be talking about commercial property management and just your career and what you had in that role. So how long were you in property management?
7 years.
7 years. And then you retired, as I like to call it.
I am retired.
When
now.
This little guy was born.
Yep.
Yeah. So what are the characteristics, or like what is, how would you describe a career in commercial property real estate?
Let's see. Working in property management, it's different every day. So it was always pretty exciting. You never really knew what to expect. I mean, there were the certain things that you knew you had to do, like collecting the rent and things like that. But you're also a problem solver. So just anything that came up, you had to figure out and keep the tenants' accounts current with any kinds of above standard charges, like fixing the plumbing in their office or anything like that. And on top of that, you're keeping up with maintenance of the property, so it's just day-to-day maintenance and planning for major projects, like working on the parking structure or just any major renovations that need to be done to keep up with the building and make sure it's running smoothly for all the tenants. We got a lot of tech companies that were beginning to make their way into Silicon Beach, as they call it now.
Which is like the LA, Orange County area.
Yeah, the Southern California version of Silicon Valley. So that really was changing the way that we did things in property management. Like you'll see it at the Google offices and things like that, it's all about work-life balance and making sure that employees are enjoying themselves when they're at work. Mm-hmm. So having all of those amenities there so they can come on into work and get their dry cleaning and use the gym and play some games in the game room.
And they like video games at your property, right?
Yeah, we had game rooms with them, pool table, ping pong, all of the and Miss Pac-Man, things like that. Mm-hmm. So you could go in there and yes.
Very retro.
Yes, of course. And so they could go in there and let off some steam and then go back to work and also have events in there, things like that, little pizza parties or anything. So
were you guys responsible for throwing the events, or did you just coordinate who booked the rooms and then they had their own coordinators come in?
Both. We would do both. So we would let our tenants have their own events in our game rooms, in our lobbies, in their office, of course, anything like that. And they would also have, we would also have larger events for the holidays and, you know, summer ice cream social out in the plaza courtyard area, things like that. So we would always try to just have everything be centered around the tenants having fun at work and just making sure they enjoy their time while they're there. So it's not just an office where you come in from 8 to 5 and you take your lunch break. It was more of a place to, just a place to live, I guess.
Yeah, really take the work-life balance seriously.
Yes,
so it's
definitely.
Really transformed from just managing accounts and collecting rent and making sure there's nothing wrong to kind of throwing a party, or like not party, but entertaining, making it an experience. All right, I'm gonna put him down. We're gonna get back to this interview. So what were some of the things that you loved about your career?
I really loved building relationships with people, so with my team and with our tenants, and just creating that experience. I really enjoyed planning events and carrying those out and things like that. And even just working with the tenants on something as boring as accounting, just having those relationships and working on those, that was the most fun part of the job.
So there's a lot of interaction with people and people skills that you develop and need to have to be in this line of work.
Absolutely. And you just have to be ready to go out and about throughout your property, visiting all of your tenants, checking in with them, and looking at the property to see what needs to be fixed and what you might need to plan for the future.
Got it. So what are some things that you didn't like about your career?
Well, at first I would have said financials, things like that. Some of those things that took a while to get the hang of, like with budgets and reconciliations for operating expenses, common area maintenance reconciliations, things like
that.
Sounds
fun.
I would never say that math was one of my strong suits. I have a degree in English, so I've always enjoyed writing and just anything language related. So I loved working with people, and I didn't mind writing emails and doing things like that. But when it came to budgeting and dealing with the ins and outs of planning for capital expenses for the next 10 years and reconciliations at the end of the year and things like that that you're not used to, it's not something you necessarily learn when you go to college and get a degree in English.
Right.
So, but once I learned it, I got the hang of it, and I guess I'm just one of those people that once you get the hang of it, it's not so bad. But I wouldn't really say that was my favorite part. I enjoyed more of the working with people.
I love that point, though, because it's great. Point to talk about perseverance and how important it is. Even if you start a new job or go into a new position, you don't like it right away, give it some time, continue to work hard, learn the ins and outs of the position, and it might turn out to be not so bad. And you might be able to eventually, you know, delegate that to someone else or switch into another position. But perseverance goes a long ways in making your career, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I fell into my career out of college and just, you know, went from an English degree into doing property management for several years.
And so there's a lot of learning that you needed to do for that.
Absolutely. And I learned it and started to really enjoy it. And I learned from so many different property managers. There's always a lot of turnover. And I learned a lot from each different manager and their different styles and the way that they manage properties and the way that they manage our team. And it was really beneficial for me, just not just as a property management employee, but as a person, to really learn from all of these different people and the type of manager that I wanted to be.
So you mentioned there's a lot of turnover. Why do you think that is?
Well, I guess in the area that I worked, it wasn't necessarily turnover as in people were leaving the company, but they were moving around from property to property.
Got it. So it's not turnover in the sense of people are quitting because they don't like the job or anything like that, but it's just your company had a strategy of moving employees around and not keeping them at one property. All right, I'm going to pick up our son again. Seems a little unhappy. Come here, buddy. You want to be a part of the show again, don't you? Don't you really want this to be a family episode? How do you like that? So what is some advice that you would give somebody looking to lease a property. What the things should they look for?
So you're looking to attract top talent and keep it. So you will want to make sure that you are offering everything that you possibly could. So the ability to be able to just drive into work and leave your car at the bottom level of the parking structure to get your car washed for the day and pick it up at the end of the day. That is a huge convenience that that you can offer to your employees. Things like that that you can find at so many office properties these days in downtown areas, I guess.
So you'd say that there's more of a transition to having more and more of those features because it's almost an expectation now from tenants to have those kinds of things to sell to their employees?
Yeah, absolutely. At least with these top tech companies, that's what you're seeing. And so more and more different office buildings are trying to keep up with that as well. And even a law firm, a financial firm, things like that, their employees can really enjoy that as well. Everyone who doesn't love convenience, so.
Right. So now you are a stay-at-home mom.
Yes, I am.
Is there anything you miss about your career?
You know, I love working with people, and of course, being a stay-at-home mom, my primary focus is just me and one person. So
two
people, but for the most part during the day, it's me and one little person, and so I do miss that interaction sometimes. That the problem solving and just being able to work with somebody and just make their day better. But you know, this is the best job in the world. So
for those career moms out there who are thinking about staying home and kind of just retiring, as I call it, do you recommend that, or what do you say? What advice would you give them who are weighing the options?
Absolutely. I mean, to each her own. If working works for your family, then by all means, go for it. I love being at home with my kid, and it's just the biggest blessing that we're able to make it work, and that I'm able to spend all day with him. And I would say if it works for your family, it's a great blessing, and it really is just such a nice, it's just so nice to be able to do that, and just know that God provides for your family no matter what. So if money is a worry, don't be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do what God wants you to do. Don't worry
about it. Right. If God wants you to be home with your baby, be home with your baby. But if you have a career that you love and you're passionate about, then by all means, keep it up.
Great advice. Well, thank you for this first part. First part of the interview. Tomorrow we're going to talk about what it's like to be an entrepreneur spouse, the different roles, experiences, and things like that. So tune in for that tomorrow. If you have any questions for me or the family, you can reach out to me on Twitter, Instagram, How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matthowtobuildatent.com, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.